Well, as we approach lunch on Tuesday, the Aussie market is lifting for a third consecutive session. We've got the ASX 200 up about 0.4%, and that puts us around the best levels in 3 weeks. On the open this morning, we actually hit the best levels in 5 months earlier on, but we certainly have faded from those levels. And what makes today interesting is there hasn't really been one catalyst to warrant that sort of improvement at this stage. We're coming off the back of losses from US markets last night, which were down, escalating trade tensions between the US and China, which don't seem to be getting any better as well. We actually had some media reports that President Trump threatened to impose a further 10% tariffs on as much as $200 billion of Chinese imports, and also a highly anticipated meeting of major oil producing nations, which will take place later on this week on Thursday and Friday. That's probably going to be the key event of the week as far as major global events go, because the outcome of this meeting could certainly move oil prices about a bit. So they'll be discussing oil supply and whether or not to relax quotas, which have been in place for some time in a bid to try and keep oil prices well supported. And then the second question will be at the end of the week is if they do decide to relax these quotas, by how much? And that's certainly a contentious issue within major oil producing nations. But as far as what's really moving the market today for stocks and sectors, as far as they're concerned, a few of the retailers are under pressure, but a major broker cutting its actual price target for a number of the major players for the next 12 months, including JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, and also Super Retail Group. Property stocks not doing so well either. They're down. The miners are a little mixed. We've got BHP doing quite nicely, but BlueScope and also Fortescue not so much. And the banks are not heading in the same direction. Now, the best include CSL, Macquarie, and IAG. Now, one of the reasons why IAG, or Insurance Australia Group, the company behind NRMA, the reason why it's doing well and is up 2.5%, it's decided to further distance itself from its operations in Asia. It's actually selling its Thai and Indonesian units for $525 million. Atlas Iron also making some headlines in recent days. It rose 22% yesterday. It's up a little today. This is the company controlled by Gina Rinehart's Hancock Prospecting, launched a bid for the company yesterday, all cash takeover offer, which valued the company at $390 million. And they're now giving Mineral Resources, which already had an inferior bid on the table, which was all scrip, they're giving them 3 days to come up with a counter offer. Now, the Aussie dollar finally sits at around 74 US, under pressure as this US-China trade tensions continue. And it actually puts the Aussie dollar at its weakest levels in about a year against the greenback.